11:49 in the zone. Thanks for being with us today. Hour two is just about wrapped up. I love a good fight when there's no physicality involved and nobody gets hurt. Just feelings, if you have any. Matt Couch will also join us in the next hour, speaking of Buzz employees. But Kendrick Perkins and Shaquille O'Neal getting into it. Shaquille's never been shy about going after guys when necessary. And for some reason, Kendrick Perkins decided poking at Shaquille would be a good idea. Now, I don't know if Kendrick Perkins understands this, but he only gets a few minutes at the microphone after a game. That's if anybody wants to talk to him, which typically is not the case. Shaquille O'Neal is now a studio analyst, which means he has a whole bunch of time to poke at people. This is one of those things you can't win. Because you can say what you want about somebody, but it's like, if somebody pokes at me, guess what? I have 3 hours. I could spend an entire 3 hours poking back at you. 5 days a week. How many hours is that a week, big baby?
15.
Very good. That's why you got the job. He's good at math. So Shaquille O'Neal, after being poked at by Kendrick Perkins, fired back at him. And basically all Kendrick Perkins said on his tweets was, was that proper grammatically?
On his tweeter.
All he tweeted was that basically Shaquille O'Neal talked about himself too much. He said, Shaq sure talks about himself a lot. And he spelled Shaq wrong. And then he came back and said, oh, sorry, Shaq, S-H-A-Q. He spelled it right then. So Shaquille O'Neal decided that it would be good to go back at Kendrick Perkins. I would make an argument that maybe it's not even worthy of Shaq to bother with him, but it is pretty funny. And at the end of this, they somehow Skip Bayless's name gets brought up, and Charles Barkley takes a shot at him. So it was a free-for-all last night on TNT.
What more can he do? What more can he do?
I agree with you.
The guy shot 50%.
I need more out of Serge, and I need more.
I know that.
I need more out of the great Kendrick Perkins.
But I said
Kendrick Perkins dominated tonight. 4 points. I won't talk about myself, Kendrick. I just talk about you. You dominated tonight.
Hey, listen.
I need more out of Serge and Kendrick.
But I'm telling you,
five rebounds and what? What else you have?
Come on, man. That's Texas. Hey, leave Texas. Hey,
come on, man. Five rebounds.
Y'all got a Twitter beef going on now?
No, he just said I talk about myself too much, so I'm gonna talk about him. I need more, Kendrick. Five rebounds. Serge, six rebounds. I need more.
I agree with that. But if they can't
you
score.
Agree that he talks about himself too much?
No, I agree. Y'all can't be having no Twitter beefs on me here.
I don't have beef. I speak from facts. Okay. I was a bad man. What you want me to say?
I was a bad man.
Hey,
listen,
do the Memphis Grizzlies represent the West then?
I'm on right now.
God, because that's the way I hear.
I told you.
Know, I've been around you long enough to read your comments.
Listen, right now, I got the Memphis Grizzlies, and I've been saying this for a while. They, to me, are the favorite in the West.
I'm going with OKC once the great Kendrick Perkins steps his game up.
You got OKC not only beating Memphis.
I can't believe y'all got Twitter beef going on TNT.
You got no beef.
The Twitter battle.
We call it, Matt, it's not a battle. It's a beef. We're black folks. We call it beef. We don't call it battle.
I'm going to go with battle.
You never been in the hood before? We don't ever say, let's battle. We said, dude, I got a beef with you. You know, rappers, we have beefs.
Yeah.
Shaq's a rapper.
I don't have any beefs or battle with anybody, so.
Oh, yeah, you do.
But if it's on Twitter, to me, it's
not. No, yeah, you do. Skip Bayless was coming at your rack about a week ago.
I'm going to tell you something. If I could get Skip Bayless in a room,
and there we
they need DNA to define who it was when I got through with it.
More games coming tomorrow. TNT rolls out a pair of game twos with.
I love it. DNA.
Shaq's a rapper, so it's a beef.
It is a beef. It's funny. Hey, you want to win a great package to Ava Bella Day Spa? We got time for this, right? 11:53? Got a few minutes. Ava Bella Day Spa right here in Little Rock. AvaBellaDaySpa.com. A package for mom, for the wife, for yourself.
You got to pick it up before 5 o'clock closing tomorrow.
You have to pick it up before 5 o'clock closing tomorrow. This is the Ava Bella Mother's Day Special. Spa pedicure and stress relieving massage, only $100.
It's a great value.
You know what's better than getting it for $100? Getting it for free, big guy. Getting it for free. Mother's Day Special, it says so right here. Now I've opened it up and I've touched it. So it's got your cooties and my cooties on it. It also has a complete list of all the cool things that Ava Bella does. So if you're interested in such things. The morning show guys had a great time over there today. I think Tommy got a manicure and Roger got some sort of Thai massage. I don't know if that's like a massage and some sort of meal. I mean, if I'm going Thai, I want some sort of spicy dish with bamboo shoots in it. I don't know if I'm comfortable with the Thai massage. It sounds dangerous, but anyway, Ava Bella has all kinds of cool treatments for mom. All right, here's the question. This is somewhat random. Now, have you cleared that all these people... Big Baby has a beef, too. Big Baby's got a beef. You're not a rapper, though, but you have a beef.
Right.
That the same clowns keep trying to win crap.
I didn't call them clowns, but the same guys.
You called them, starts with
J. It was a lot worse.
And it rhymes with backbasses. I can't say what you called them, but the same people keep calling up and trying to
win stuff. Need to spread some of these prizes
it's
around,
once every
folks.
30 days, yeah. Folks. Once every 30 days. This is a day in history question for an Ava Bella Day Spa Mother's Day package, okay? On this day in 1994, Nelson Mandela was chosen to be South Africa's first black president. Very significant day in history. On this day in 1987, Tom Cruise and Mimi Rogers were married. Remember Mimi Rogers? Nobody else does either.
Which
but
movie
was one of Tom Cruise's wives?
She's not Top Gun.
No.
No.
Mimi Rogers, I think she's an actress, but I don't know that I've seen her in
anything.
And here's the question. This is a sports question. Here we go. I'm going to get Kev on here. Kev, are you ready for this? Kev. Well, why aren't you talking to me? Kev, what's up? Kev's got a beef with me. Ray.
Yes.
Here's the question.
All right.
In 1930, this was introduced at a Triple Crown race for the first time. In 1930, this was introduced at a Triple Crown race for the first time. What was it?
Roses.
That's a great question, but that is not correct. Brandon.
Yes, sir.
You got to work hard on this one. 1930, this was introduced at a Triple Crown race for the first time. What was it?
Was introduced in 19 when?
30.
Oh, let's see. They introduced the blinders for the horses.
That's a great one, too.
That was my guess earlier.
That was exactly what he said. Jimbo.
Oh, I'm going to say LASIK for the first time.
That's a great guess, too. These are all good. You guys know your horse racing. I will give you that. These are all relatively good answers, but not quite right. Not even close to right, actually. I will give a hint after the next answer. Brad.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I'm waiting for the hint.
You're waiting for what?
The hint.
Oh, the hint. No, you got to wait. I'm going to give the hint after your call. I think you can do it without the hint. This was introduced.
Come on. You've already got me before. Come on. We can do it. Give me a hint.
Okay.
You're the man.
We talk about the size of the fields. It's always a big issue when we're talking about Triple Crown races.
Okay.
So that's your hint. Give me an answer.
The size. The gates. Something with the gates. Man. The width of the track?
The width of the track was introduced in 1930. That's your answer?
Maybe changing the width of the track.
Okay. That's not right, but you are much closer than anybody else has been. CW.
What's up? I have no idea. How about furlongs were introduced or something? I have no idea.
Well, that was a good answer, too. See, I'm so impressed. You know, we have very savvy listeners. I'm very, very impressed. Easy.
Afternoon, sir.
What's happening, Easy?
How about a starting gate?
How about the starting gate for Easy? We have a winner! The last guy was almost there, and he was sniffing all around it, but I gave him an opportunity, and his final answer was the width of the track was increased. Couldn't give it to him. Thank you, last guy. Easy!
Yes, sir.
Show prepper of the year.
Thank you.
Now, the one thing he did not give me was a starting gate, so this is one I looked up all by myself, so this is a totally legitimate win. Enjoy your Ava Bella Day Spa, my friend.
All right.
And I know you've got a few fine folks that would benefit from such things. So congratulations and well done. Hang on the line, my friend, and give your information to Mr. Big Baby, as we call him. All right. Very nice. Starting gate.
Kev was playing by the rules, actually, so he dropped out.
That one dude was so close. So close.
But no cigar.
I just let him keep talking. I was going to let him have it. He was all around it, baby. But he couldn't quite get in the starting
gate. That was close. RJ Hawk.
RJ Hawk, I owe him $10. You sucker.
Welcome to Nissan. During our sign and drive event, a pen's all you need to drive home a new Nissan.
I can get the old